High school and college students across North America are in Houston this week for a competition to see who can build the most fuel-efficient vehicle. The oil company Shell holds its Eco Marathon each year. NPR's Jeff Brady spent time with a team from Granite Falls High School of Washington State as they geared up for the challenge.
The six girls on this team are here in Houston with a squat one-person car their school entered last year. Senior and team manager Shante Stowell says they've made some upgrades.
We moved things like the mirrors used to be on the outside of our car. By putting them on the inside of our car, that makes us more aerodynamic. We also added wheel covers. We have bike wheels, so when bike wheels travel through the air, they kind of like cut up the air and you lose a lot of aerodynamics. If you cover the spokes, they don't do that as much.
Stowell says the car has an efficient diesel engine in the rear, and it's fed by a very small fuel tank. Team member Pooja Sethi is emptying the tank for an upcoming inspection.
This fuel tank is the size of a can of pop. It's 250 milliliters, and on one tank of gas, we can go around 35 miles per miles per tank of gas. And
For just the size of a Coke can, you can go 35 miles?
Mm-hmm.
So what kind of mileage does it get?
Last year we got 470 miles per gallon, and this year we want to break the record and get 678 miles per gallon. That's our goal.
But first, there's a crisis to resolve. Junior and team electrician Katie Jackson says a screw is missing.
Okay, it dropped somewhere on the engine area, and we cannot find it.
We're not very proud of this.
So you're sort of frantically searching for it with flashlights there?
Well, I am not worried about that we can't find another screw. I'm worried that it landed somewhere in the engine.
Jackson appears to be one of the quieter members of the team. She says the teacher who oversees this project invited her to join shortly after she moved to Granite Falls.
It became probably one of the most life-changing experiences I've ever had.
Really? Why?
Because I never used to talk to people. I was kind of a loner. And whenever I joined this, I learned to talk to people and I learned to work with other people.
While most of the team's work is focused on engineering, team manager Shante Stowell says there were aesthetic decisions to be made.
We kind of wanted it to be girly, but we didn't want it to be like pink and purple princessy. And so we decided we wanted hot pink, and the color that goes with hot pink the best is lime green. And so we went with that.
The competition begins tomorrow, and that screw the team was worried so much about?
Oh my gosh!
Jeff Brady, NPR News, Houston.
All Things Considered is a production of NPR News, which is solely responsible for its content. Learn more about the music and artists you hear on NPR and discover new music by visiting npr.org/music. There you can also hear a Tiny Desk concert or get an exclusive first listen of new music. This is NPR.